This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So have you noticed how currently there seem to be, broadly speaking, two groups of people? Those who are flat out and perhaps feel like they might have no time at all, perhaps with work or with caring for others, homeschooling children, or perhaps all of those things. And then there are also those who have too much time on their hands. Those who aren't working, or perhaps they've been furloughed, or perhaps they're unwell and have far too much time on their hands. And neither of those things is ideal. They are both difficult and have their own challenges. But I believe that becoming good stewards of our time is not so much about how much time we do or don't have. It's about learning to use our time to prioritise the things that God has given us to do. Now, I learned the hard way that I can't do everything. When I was at university, I was diagnosed with post-viral fatigue syndrome in my first year. I got to the point where one day my housemates had to help me off the bus and carry me up the stairs, help me up the stairs, because I couldn't get up to my flat unaided. I was exhausted and I found myself unable to bounce back from illness like I had always done in the past. Now, the weeks went by and my diagnosis of post-viral fatigue soon became a diagnosis of chronic fatigue. And then that went on and I was diagnosed with ME. And almost 20 years later, I can still remember the conversation I had with God from my place of despair and frustration. I cried out to God saying, "It wasn't meant to be like this. I'm young. I should be able to do what I like to and still have energy." And there was just silence. "I can't do this. I'm too tired. I don't want to stay this way. How can I make the situation change?" And I just sensed God saying to me, "Are you really interested in the answer to that?" Yes, I think so. And I felt God's quiet voice just in my mind say, "I promise to never give you more than you can cope with." What does that mean? I had lots of questions. And again, I just felt God prompting me, "What have I called you to do at the moment?" University. And then God saying, but what else? I don't really know. And then I felt God reminded me about the first commandment. A reminder to love and to follow my God. And just that peace that from that the rest will follow. I know exactly where I was when I had that conversation with God. And I believe that the principles that I was taught then hold true in every situation I've faced when it has come to how I use my time. So let me read to you from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Now, this comes from a section of Ephesians entitled Specific Instructions for Christian Living. And Ephesians is thought to be a letter written by Paul to the church in Ephesus. So the version you have on the screen is from the ESV version, but I'm going to read from the Amplified version just to give you a little bit more. So do read along and see where the differences are. "Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honour, purpose and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil. Not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognising and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence. Because the days are filled with evil." Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. So three key instructions stood out to me from these verses, and we're going to go through them one at a time, and you will hopefully see when you stop and think about them that they are all essentially encapsulated in the third one. So we will focus our time there. So number one, walk carefully. As Christians, we are called to be careful, meaning considered, intentional, and deliberate. And this series we are on, entitled Looking After It, is all about how we walk carefully, stewarding the things God has given us, the things that are precious to us, the resources that shape our lives, integrity, like Liz spoke on last week, time, our bodies, money, the world around us. There are many things where we can walk carefully. Number two, making the best use of our time. Now, I don't know about you, but if I know what I need to get done, then that is the first step to me achieving it. I often find that busy days where it feels like there is lots to do run so much more efficiently because I plan my time and am focused about what needs doing. However, this isn't a self-help talk. I want to help us to bring Jesus into the conversation. So let's come straight to the last part of these verses. Number three, understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, I believe that it's all about priorities. There have been lots of books written on time management, and some of you may have seen or heard this illustration where a philosophy lecturer asked their class if a jar full of large rocks was full. And most of them said yes. But he then added some pebbles to the jar and again asked if it was full. Now, some said yes. And then finally, he poured some sand into the jar until it overflowed and again asked if it was full. And now most people said yes. The point here was that there are only so many large rocks that will fit. These are our biggest responsibilities or priorities. These may be different for each of us, but generally will relate to things like our family and friends, our health and our livelihood. For Christians, I would also suggest that God fits into this, our relationship with Jesus. Now, around this, there is space to fit in pebbles, things, hobbies, the things that make us come alive, things which just add extra fun and satisfaction to our lives, aren't totally necessary. And then finally, the sand, the bonus activity, which is enjoyable but not crucial to our survival. Now, to fit all these things to a jar, it only works if those big rocks go in first. If we fill up our lives or our jars with too much sand first, the big things just don't fit in. How we spend our time says a lot about us. If I were to look in your diary or have a chat with you, what would I be able to deduce about you and your time priorities? Would I be able to recognise the big rocks currently in your life? But more significantly, would you recognise your big rocks as God-given things? Maybe you've been called to be a beacon of truth and positivity in a workplace lacking in those things, or to care for a loved one. Perhaps it's about raising children your own or through fostering. Maybe it's to be the spouse God intended you to be, or an athlete, a painter, a musician, or to run your own business, study, read your Bible, use your time in prayer interceding for others, to go to school and get the best results you can, to drive buses, to stack shelves in the supermarket. I could go on and on. But it's not really about what you do. It's about if God's intention is for you to be the one doing it. So with that in mind, let's revisit those three things again. Walk carefully. Why not take some time during this season to walk carefully, to think about the what and the why? What are you not missing about normal life? What do you miss? A change of routine and perspective is a great time just to step back and think about if we are walking carefully. Walking carefully also means a sense of readiness and anticipation about what God might do through us. And for those of you who are part of Leeds Vineyard, you're welcome to join me as we talk more about that in the study tonight. Number two, making the best use of the time. Now, some of us may have the feeling of time to fill and others of no time to breathe. As a staff team, we have been trying to balance our workload over the last few weeks, recognising where there is or isn't capacity and trying our best to support each other. Perhaps you can do the same in your communities. Being open to offering and receiving support. Now, I appreciate that it's particularly difficult to offer some practical support at this time, but let's try and be creative. Now, the original language of this phrase gives a sense of God-given opportunity, not just efficiency in a worldly sense. We sometimes call these divine appointments, and again, we'll explore that a little bit more tonight. And thirdly, understand the will of the Lord. Let me tell you, there is such freedom in knowing what those big rocks are and accepting them as given to us by God. And the word will here, this isn't will as in you must, but will as in the best I could possibly have for you. So this is understanding the best that God could possibly have for us. Again, there'll be more on that tonight. But when we are doing our best to follow God's plans for our life, then we can trust that he will equip us for everything that comes at us. He will be with us through those things. He will celebrate the highs with us. And he will be there in the hard times and the lows when they come. When we know that we are called to be a bringer of joy and encouragement in our workplace, then we find that we can offer a smile when interrupted and ensure that we give time and value to our colleagues when they need us. When we know that we are called to raise our young family, then we can be thankful for them in the midst of sleepless nights and endless questions, because we know that God has placed us there for a purpose. When we know that we are called to reach out to particular neighbours, even though it doesn't come naturally, then we can do it in God's strength, trusting that he has a plan. When we become aware and realise that our health is more fragile than we thought, we can allow that rock to take up more space than others and pray that God brings his healing, or that we learn to live with a different perspective. Knowing the big rocks of our lives doesn't make it all easy, but it gives us a focus and a direction. And more than that, it connects us with the plans of our Heavenly Father who loves us, with his will for our lives. It allows us to live out the verses from Ephesians 5, which I read earlier. And so this is my prayer for us all today, as I close, and in the weeks ahead. Lord Jesus, would you help us to look carefully how we walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Would you grant us your wisdom for the days ahead, and help us not to be foolish, but to understand what the will of the Lord is, to understand your desire for the absolute best for us, and help us to live out your will, that we might see your kingdom come in our homes, workplaces, schools, neighbourhoods, and see it come in abundance. Amen.